USA Radio News with Wendy King.
NTSB investigators are beginning to search Broomfield, Colorado, just outside Denver, where parts of a plane fell from the sky. A Boeing 777 that was heading to Honolulu was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a mid-air engine fire.
Made it, and the firefighters came and doused the engine with some foam.
Passenger Barbara Underwood says the plane crew is credited for the safe emergency landing. There were no injuries. There was a big shootout at a gun store in Metairie, Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. A gunman inside opened fire and killed two people before the workers and customers killed the suspect.
I have multiple shooters here at this location that were either customers, employees, or individuals here at the location itself.
Sheriff Joseph Lupinto says they're investigating to determine a motive. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaru for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaruth sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
President Biden's nominee for Attorney General, Judge Merrick Garland, released a statement saying the Attorney General must act as a lawyer for the people of the U.S., not for the President. He also said that the Justice Department must ensure laws are fairly and faithfully enforced while protecting the department's political independence. Judge Garland is set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The Biden administration is looking to rejoin a nuclear deal implemented during the Obama years. The United States may eventually rejoin the 2015 nuclear deal. President Biden spoke during a virtual meeting with world leaders at the Munich Security Conference. He said he's working to achieve peace with Iran.
We're going to work in close cooperation with our European and other partners as we proceed. We'll also work together to lock down fissile and radiological material to prevent terrorist groups from acquiring and using them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Trump has announced he's making a public appearance next week. With more, here's USA's Val Dior.
The former president will address the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Florida next week. He'll speak about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. CPAC is in Orlando, Florida, this year from February 25 to 28. It's his first major public appearance since he left the White House, and it's said he'll take on President Biden's immigration policies as well, which are proving to be the polar opposite of the Trump administration. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself. No access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.